for your Alley C today. Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody, and thank you very much for joining me here for another hour and another edition of Auto World. We are celebrating 20 years on the air. Can you believe it? Yes, 1992 was the first year of this program, and we've got an outstanding program lined up for you. Let's take a look at what's going to be happening in the first half hour. We're going to be talking to a gentleman who's going to be telling us everything we've ever wanted to know about soft top convertibles. It's going to be a very interesting discussion, so stand by for that. Also joining us a little later on in this hour, this guy's a really cool guy. He writes for numerous publications, including Automobile Magazine. He is one of the experts in the realm of classic cars and collector cars, so if you own a rare car, an antique car, an unusual car, a celebrity car, and like a free estimate, we have Dave Kinney standing by, ready, willing, and able to take your calls. In hour number two of the program, another very interesting gentleman. He is a general manager of Pep Boys. They're all over the USA. I've had the pleasure of speaking with this gentleman many times, and I believe it's the first time he's joining us live here on Auto World. And we're going to be finding out about a contest that Pep Boys has ongoing, as well as some of the cool things that they're doing. They are also celebrating a big anniversary this year, 2012. And hour number three, heard on many of these Auto World affiliate stations across the nation. We'll be joined by a representative of RM Auctions, Alan Squindo, and also a representative of Mecum Auctions. Along the way, we're going to play trivia, and we're going to be taking your telephone calls at 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. Right now, it's my pleasure to welcome the Director of Business Development for Hartz, Matt Williams. Matt, how you doing?
Doing great, Bob.
So appreciate your time here today. And let's begin by telling everybody about the company that you work for, because you guys are the leaders as far as being manufacturers in convertible tops. Tell us a little bit about the background of Hartz.
Yes. Well, Hartz is this year enjoying its 90th year as a corporation. We were started in 1922 by J.C. Hartz down in New Haven, Connecticut. And since the founding of the company, which actually predates 1922, we have enjoyed the manufacture of coated textiles for convertible car top applications. We've been in business here in our current location, Acton, Massachusetts, since the mid-1960s. And beyond convertible car top fabrics, we supply coated substrates that are used in moldable door panel, instrument panel, artificial leather applications such as seat covers as well. And even on the exterior of vehicles, we supply coated fabrics for things like nose covers, tire covers, and tonneau covers.
Oh, that's great. You're based in my neck of the woods. I'm broadcasting from my humble studios here in suburban Boston, so you're just around the corner, and you're providing lots of topping material for a lot of top U.S. models, including the Ford Mustang, the Chevrolet Camaro, as well as taking a look at some from Europe, the Volkswagen Golf, the Audi A5, the Audi A3, the Fiat 500C convertible, the BMW 1 Series, as well as the Mini Cooper. So you're on some pretty heavy hitters, I should say.
Yeah, we take great pride in providing the most advanced topping materials that cover any price point of vehicle in the market today. So from our facility here outside of Boston, as well as a manufacturing site that we have in Mannheim, Germany, we ship fabric all over the world to satisfy the OE requirements for those vehicles.
Let's talk a little bit about a trend which has been happening in recent times, and that's the trend towards retractable hardtop convertibles. There are a number of them out there in the marketplace, and it seemed like for a while that was the direction that most of the manufacturers were taking. But I understand that there's been a little bit of a reversal, and folks are now going back towards soft tops.
Yep, that's actually true. So in the mid-2000s, there was quite a number of models introduced, and they were very popular actually in Europe, especially in Germany and the UK. They eclipsed, actually in 2008, over 50% of the open-air vehicles sold in those markets. However, in the U.S., they weren't quite as popular. There was certainly not as many offerings from the domestic automakers, and I think it peaked in 2009 with roughly 36% of the open-air vehicles being offered as RHTs. However, since then, due to the overall decline in the market, we're finding that the OEs have come back to the soft tops and are really offering a breadth of models now and into the future. You mentioned a couple there in the introduction. The Chevy Camaro is a great reintroduction of a classic American convertible. And then new vehicles like the Fiat 500, which was a classic Italian design offered in the 60s that has been reincarnated as a convertible as well. So the future is quite bright. We're seeing projections of over 8% year-over-year growth for soft tops into the future.
So it's great news for Hartz, Matt, because, for a while there, a lot of people were really convinced that the retractable was the way to go. But being an automotive journalist and being very lucky to have the opportunity to drive a lot of cars during the course of the year, I do like the retractable hardtops. There's no question about it. But the one thing that I really dislike about the retractable hardtops is the fact that luggage space is really significantly diminished. A lot of that mechanism takes up so much of the trunk room.
Absolutely, yeah. So not only are you not afforded the luxury of a piece of textile folding on itself in the trunk of the vehicle, but you also have a lot more structural mechanism that holds that RHT or that retractable hardtop together, and that has no place to go but taking up your luggage space in the trunk.
And I think it's interesting that a brand like Volkswagen, which offers a retractable hardtop convertible in the Eos, is really moving away from that and focusing more on traditional soft tops.
Yeah, I think overall it's driven by a greater degree of design flexibility for the OEMs. Since you have more storage space, you don't have to use as much storage space for a soft top, the outer shape of the vehicle with the top down, there's a lot more freedom that can be expressed there by the body designers. And then by the color and trim designers at the OEs, with soft tops, you have a palette of different colors and designs and weave patterns from Hartz and other companies in the market that really can give a distinctive look to the outside of the car.
You know, Matt, you bring up some really important points there. I'm lucky to be friends with the chief designer there at JAG, Ian Callum, and when they do convertibles, he has said to me, they can do whatever they want, but for exactly those reasons that you cited, for stylistic reasons, the current Jaguar's convertibles, the XK and the upcoming XE, or the E-Type convertible F-Type, the E-Type, of course, was the legendary one, is going to be a soft top, because even when price is no object, they think the design characteristics of a soft top just works better and looks better.
It looks better. And the other benefit is to the ultimate consumer, which is the final judge of the entire matter. The thing is, when you have a soft top and you have that top closed over your head, people know that you're driving a convertible. When you're driving an RHT and the top's closed, people can't tell it from a sedan or a coupe. It looks like every other car that's on the road.
You know, that's true. And the other point that you brought up about customization, the Fiat 500 is a perfect example of that. There's a vehicle that can be customized right from the factory in a gazillion different flavors and colors. The Mini Cooper is another vehicle also using a soft top that can be customized in many different ways. So I didn't realize that, but it's a really good point that if you're using a soft top, you can do some funky colors and you can really be thinking out of the box creatively and doing some rather unusual things.
Well, a lot of people have seen the Fiat 500 offered in the Gucci edition. That was a great design concept that carried over from the iconic Italian designer Gucci into the Fiat 500, and part supported that with a linear or a striped weave pattern on the roof of that vehicle. And And then on the on the Mini Cooper, there was a design theme in a, initiated by the Mini designers.
Well, hold that thought. We'll be right back.
Congratulations. You now own the car of your dreams. Who will you trust, though, to bring your new baby home? Reliable Carriers, the country's largest enclosed auto transport company, will load, ship, and deliver your car anywhere in North America. Your car will be handled with care by our unparalleled staff of professionals. GPS tracking, the nation's largest fleet, 24-hour service, and $5 million of insurance on every load means you can relax knowing your car is in excellent hands. From collector and classic cars to daily drivers, Reliable is the name to trust to get your where it needs to go, safely and on time. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, liquid CalMag vitamin D and organic iodine, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product Connexin, memory power, and super male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us. If you'd like to ask a question for our very special guest, our toll-free line is open at 855-660-4261. We are telling you everything you need to know about soft-top convertibles from the leaders in convertible topping. The company is called Hearts, and the Director of Business Development, Matt Williams, is our very special guest. Matt, before that hard network break there, we were talking about a special rendition of the Fiat 500C, the convertible, the Gucci edition. I never did see one of these, but I heard it was a huge success. Tell us a little bit more about this particular version of the Fiat 500.
Well, the designers at Fiat integrated well with their colleagues in Italy at Gucci in designing all aspects of the vehicle to have a flair from Gucci, from things such as the seat covers having the iconic Gucci stripe on them to the seat belts with the red and the green stripes to special decals and plates on the side of the vehicle. But on the convertible version, they took it a step further and offered that striped look, the red and green stripe, down the length of the top from front to rear, and it just screamed style from day one, and it was a great hit. Came off very nicely.
That's fantastic. Let's talk a little bit about some of the new materials for soft top convertibles. I would imagine with the emphasis today on not only style but also fuel economy, you've got to be working hand-in-hand with the OEMs, with the car makers, when it comes to aerodynamics. Let's talk about the aerodynamic side of the fence, Matt.
Yeah, so certain OEMs not only look to aerodynamics to improve the fuel efficiency of the car, but also the NVH performance, or the noise, vibration, and harshness, or acoustic performance of the inside of the cabin. So Hartz works with the OEMs and the Tier 1s that manufacture the actual top covers themselves to design R-coated fabrics to include special coating compounds and other elements of the coated fabric construction to improve all of those properties.
That's cool. And the other area, of course, you've got to be concerned with is acoustics, because I remember my parents, when I was young, had a bunch of convertibles. I was an only child, and I remember those old, you know, bars, basically the folding bars, you know, before the interior of the convertible tops were lined, which is the common thing today. But not only are they lined, but they're acoustically insulated, and a lot of times with modern convertibles, soft top convertibles, the noise insulation is quite remarkable. How do you do that?
Well, it starts with the coated fabric composite that Hartz makes. The typical composite that's used in the outer fabric of a convertible is three layers, and it's the middle of those three layers that really gives the great acoustic properties, and Hartz does a lot of work there with formulating the rubber coating compounds that we apply onto the textiles to block the sound that's coming from the outside of the vehicle to the inside. That works hand-in-hand with other elements. You mentioned the visibility of the bows and the frame structure of the convertible in vehicles of yesteryear. Today, there are two other layers that are commonly included. One is an acoustical pad, we call it. It's a non-woven material, typically a half-inch or thicker, that resides between the outer fabric that Hartz manufactures and the finished headliner that you see on the inside of the car. So those three layers work in conjunction along with the aerodynamics and the outer shape of the vehicle to keep that cabin nice and quiet and enjoyable.
Yeah, I mean, again, if you have not been in a modern-day convertible, if it's been a while for you, and you're in the market for a new vehicle, I would definitely recommend you checking out a convertible. Sometimes people take convertibles right off their shopping list because they think there's going to be a noise factor, but those noise problems of years ago have been totally negated with this new technology from Hartz. Matt Williams is our very special guest. He's the Director of Business Development for Hartz, and we're talking all about the trend that is swinging back towards soft tops. There was a trend towards retractable hard tops, but now soft tops account for 58% of all convertibles sold. And as I mentioned earlier, core brands like Volkswagen and over in Europe, Opel, are focusing more on soft tops than the retractable hard tops. And again, the most expensive press vehicle I ever had the pleasure of driving up here in New England for a few days was a Bentley, and it was a Bentley convertible, and Bentley's world headquarters, North American headquarters, I should say, is in Boston here. And that was a soft top. So it goes to show you, you know, just like the story I told about Jag, even when it comes to price no object, I mean, these high-end boutique manufacturers are going to the soft top. It's also that time of the year, Matt, where many of our listeners are perhaps taking their convertible out of the garage if they've had it in storage in some of the winter-laden states that we're herd in. And I would imagine you probably have some great advice as far as what folks should be doing as far as the best things to do to take care and maintain your soft top. What are some important things to look for?
Well, first off, you mentioned storage over the winter. It's critical for the owners of these vehicles to leave the top in the closed, where the roof is over their head position, over an extended period of time, any extended period of time where they're storing the vehicle. And then as far as cleaning the actual top cover itself, Hartz doesn't recommend that owners take their vehicles through car washes. If they do and they have to do that, the touchless car washes or the ones with the hanging cloths are better than the ones with the rotating barrel brushes. But overall, Hartz recommends hand washing of your convertible soft top. And we've tested and worked with a product by the name of Ragtop, which we endorse as being an approved cleaner for our fabrics. And this product is great at getting into the weave of the textile and foaming and creating a foam that lifts the dirt particles up out of the fabric and really does a great job of cleaning the soft top. But even more important beyond after the cleaning is reproofing the material. Ragtop also offers this, their protectant product that is sprayed on after the cleaning to repel water and dirt and debris so it doesn't start to collect back in the fabric again after it's been washed.
Another little interesting factoid that I know from my years as being a national automotive host, you know, of course, you know, people think of the Sun States being the biggest convertible markets, California, of course, Florida, places like that, but truth of the matter is states like Massachusetts and Michigan and some other four season climate states, you know, have a tremendous amount of convertible enthusiasts. And Matt, since you live in Massachusetts, you can attest to that as well.
You see them coming. They're hitting the road right now. It's a beautiful mid-60s day here in Boston. The clouds parted, and I saw probably three or four of them on my way over here for the interview, and it's great this time of year. It's a convertible driving season, and that's a really great message for a lot of people that are looking to get a new car and maybe thinking about a convertible. They really are four-season cars today.
Yeah.
There's been a lot of evolution, not only of the fabrics that we offer, but of the ceiling systems, the glass rear windows, the thermal insulation of the roof, the durability of the product, not only the fabric, but also the kinematic system that opens and closes it.
Hey, hang with us for another moment, Matt. We'll step aside for the bottom of the hour break. You're listening to Auto World all across North America. I'm Bob Long.
Want a clean, shiny car? Try the latest new technology, Wash Drops. No hose, no rinse, all you need is one bucket of water. Wash Drops' advanced scientific formula is amazing. Simply wash with a clean sponge and wipe dry. Buy Wash Drops today exclusively on Amazon.com. Check out YouTube and WashDrops.com. Wash Drops, the smart solution.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-917-8523. Supplies are limited. 800-917-8523. 800-917-8523. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from AirFusionSystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle, from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at AirFusionSystems.com, spelled AirFusion Systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981. 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from AirFusionSystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save Earth.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody, and thank you very much for joining me here. Great radio stations all across North America, including News Talk 1340KXEL, I should say 1540KXEL in Iowa, or everybody listening online at automotiveradionetwork.com. Welcome aboard. We are talking soft top convertibles with the manufacturer of such items, soft top materials, soft top convertibles, Hearts. They're the number one brand, and we have a very special guest joining us, Matt Williams, who's Director of Business Development for Hearts. We'll throw out a quick trivia question. What's the best-selling convertible of all time worldwide? What is the number one best-selling convertible of all time? It's 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, or if you prefer, you can email me up, and we're still giving away all that cool stuff from Wash Drops. Email me at bob@boblongradio.com. Once again, you can dial us up at 855-660-4261, or the other way you can get a hold of us here is by email bob@boblongradio.com. Again, we're telling you everything you need to know about soft top convertibles from the leaders in convertible topping, Hearts. And before the break there, Matt, I'm so glad you were able to stick with us, because you brought up a lot of really, really good points. And that's the fact that today's soft top convertible is, in fact, a Four Seasons car. Let's begin with the rear window. Years ago, they all used to be plastic. Nowadays, they're all glass, and more often than not, they have a rear defroster built right in.
Absolutely, yeah. That the folding mechanisms of these soft tops have been engineered in such a way that They could put up that big glass panel. They're getting larger and larger all the time to improve the rear visibility out the back of the car. As you mentioned, they have the defroster included, so that turns on automatically if the temperature's low enough outside. And it really helps make a cabrio a four-season vehicle.
Some people always have concerns about driving a soft top in the snow, but I'm sure with your engineering, you're able to take that into consideration as far as any kind of snow load on top of the vehicle.
Yeah, so the fabrics themselves are probably over-engineered for the application to the point that the tensile and tear strength of the fabric composites are very high. The other thing that's very critical is that the coating compounds we apply allow them to be flexible even at very low temperatures. Many OEMs test their convertible systems down to as low as negative 20 degrees Fahrenheit, which I wouldn't recommend to anybody who's looking to drive convertible in that type of weather, but if you needed to, you could open and close your convertible top at that point.
The other thing that has really changed in recent times is the fact that convertible power tops have really increased in the duration. Easy enough for me to say here. I'm having one of those days. I have an 18-month-old, so I didn't get much sleep last night. Powering a soft top down and up in older vehicles used to take quite a bit of time. Nowadays, some of these vehicles, you can put a top up and down really, really quickly, and some you can even do it while the vehicle is in motion up to a certain speed.
That's absolutely correct. So the speeds have gotten faster, even though the overall systems and the number of moving parts involved is even greater. But as you mentioned, some will allow you to close it if that quick shower hits at speeds up to 30 miles an hour. In certain cases, you can be driving down the road and close your convertible car top with a push of a button.
And the other thing, too, that we should address is the safety factor. I mean, years ago, people used to have concerns about safety with soft tops, but now with all the federal regulations and all the things that the OEMs are building into the vehicles, you don't have to worry about that anymore either.
Now, that's absolutely true. Not only are the driver and passenger seats engineered to protect you in a rollover crash, but also certain models have pop-up roll bars that will automatically engage just as quickly as an airbag would to protect you and the other occupants of the vehicle.
We're telling you everything that you need to know about soft top convertibles. If you are an owner of a soft top convertible and want to come on here and brag, give us a call at 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. I will admit here I am, a national automotive radio host for 20 years, and I personally have never owned a soft top convertible. My parents did, so I'm grandfathered in. I've tested a gazillion, but I haven't owned one yet. So, Matt, I should definitely put that on my list of things to do.
Absolutely, as should everybody else out there. It's a great way to enjoy the natural environment while you're driving down the road, and you really feel it at one with the road and what's going on everywhere else out there.
The other thing that has really changed in recent times as well, I mean, I remember, you know, as a child with the convertible down, you couldn't hear the radio that well. It was hard to talk. But nowadays, those kind of things are taken into considerations by the automakers so that you can enjoy the stereo, that you can actually talk at a normal conversation level. You don't have to scream and shout, and you can enjoy having the top-down experience.
Absolutely. You were mentioning the aerodynamics of the vehicle previously. The OEMs have taken that into account when they engineer the convertible system. There are certain models that offer a screen that goes up between the front and the back seat to further insulate and prevent backdraft of air towards the occupants up front. And then even engineering down to the level of the chassis of the vehicle, soft tops are have additional strengthening of the body of the car to prevent body roll and shake as you go over rough surfaces, and that further increases the comfort and the ability for people to talk at a normal tone inside the vehicle.
Yeah, that is another great point that you just brought up. It reminds me, you know, if we went back into the 1980s, there were a number of convertibles on the market that were not intended to be convertibles. They basically took a vehicle and saw the top off of it, and so a lot of convertibles had a lot of flex in their bodies, and you could even see hoods and different body panels shaking. But nowadays, there is no way in this competitive automotive marketplace that you can have something like that. Every single convertible today designed from a car company has been designed as a convertible from the get-go.
Absolutely, yes.
Our telephone number is 855-660-4261. We're getting a bunch of people voting here for the best-selling convertible of all time. No, it is not a Mustang. No, it is not a Volkswagen Bug. It is another vehicle. 855-660-4261. Bob at BobLongRadio.com. Whoever comes up with the answer to the question is going to get the Wash Drops Prize Package, and you can use that when washing your convertible. So how about yourself, Matt? Not to put you on the spot, but have you owned several soft tops over the years?
Unfortunately, I haven't. I've had the chance a couple of times, and I was very close. So, however, for personal reasons and starting a family, I haven't had a chance to own one. But as part of my job, I do get the chance on frequent occasion to go out and test them and evaluate our products and see them at the OEs before they hit the mass market. And it's truly enjoyable every single time.
It's getting more and more tempting. And again, it's something, as you said to me, you should definitely do. And I can tell you that I'm a late bloomer. I had my daughter 18 months ago, and she came home from the hospital in a press vehicle. It was an Audi S5 Cabriolet. So her ride home from Newton Wellesley Hospital in Massachusetts here was in a convertible. So that's a stylish way to get your first ride, wouldn't you say, Matt?
Absolutely. She's truly blessed in that case. And, you know, speaking of the space inside of vehicles, some people that are looking at convertibles may say, well, there are only roadsters or small vehicles that are offered in open-top configurations. But certainly new models like the Nissan Murano that's introduced last year are truly four-seat vehicles with a lot of space inside of them. That are offered at top tops.
That is a really good point. Matt, I never expected to keep you for the whole hour. Can you hang with us for one more segment?
Sure, absolutely.
Don't go away. This is Auto World across North America. I'm Bob Long.
I'm on the road again. But I'm so tired of crying, but I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road.
Do you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt? Behind on your payments or barely making minimums? Do your massive interest payments have you running like mad in circles? How long can you keep it up? Stop running. Let the Thomas & Law Group carefully plan your escape. The Thomas & Law Group has proven itself for over 18 solid years, helping thousands of people like you and me reclaim our financial future. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and offices nationwide. And the best part? There are no upfront fees at all. You won't pay a dime until the job's done. No upfront costs, no monthly fees, no banking fees. No other law firm does that. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But really, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call the Thomas & Law Group right away for a free, no-obligation consult with a trained legal analyst at 800-886-1003. Call now, because you're tired of running in circles. 800-886-1003. 800-886-1003.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain, not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkyd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid, proven plant protection, guaranteed or your money back.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Well, watch out, man, how you drive that Cadillac there.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us here on Auto World. My name is Bob Long. Matt Williams is with us. He is the Director of Business Development for Hartz. They are the leaders in convertible topping. We got a trivia question out there for the taking at 855-660-4261. Let's go to Iowa, listening on News Talk 1540 KXEL, and let's say hello to who have we got? We've got another Matt. Hey there, Matt. How you doing?
Great, Bob. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine. Not hitting completely on all cylinders. A little lack of sleep, but I'm doing okay. How about yourself? How you doing, Matt?
Yeah, I'm about in the same place. I'm doing my afternoon chores.
Very good. Well, let's see if you can solve the trivia riddle here. We're wanting to find out from somebody what is the all-time best-selling convertible or roadster of all time in the entire world?
Well, I was going to go with the Ford Thunderbird.
That is a good guess, but unfortunately not a correct one. Have you ever owned a convertible, Matt?
No. My daughter has an aunt and uncle that have one, and that's why it kind of stuck in my mind.
Well, it's a very good guess, definitely, and certainly a very highly collectible vehicle today. The older T-Birds, and I imagine the last round of T-Bird convertibles, eventually they'll become collectibles. If you won the lottery there in Iowa, if you could buy any convertible, new or classic, what would you buy?
I tell you, I really enjoy the new Camaros, what they've done with those.
Yeah.
Those are just simply outstanding. And I saw one that was kind of decked out in the old Rally Sport paint job.
Oh, that's great.
That was outstanding. So
I
guess I have to go with the Camaro.
I think that's an excellent choice. Well, don't be a stranger. Please call us again, 855-660-4261. What's the best-selling convertible, the best-selling roadster of all time in the entire world? Matt Williams is with us from Hartz Corporation. They are the leaders in convertible topping, and our friend Dave Kinney from Automobile Magazine had to delay his appearance. He's probably actually driving around in a convertible somewhere in Virginia right now. So we have imposed on our friend here, Matt Williams, to hang with us, and he has done so very agreeably, and we've been having lots of fun talking about convertibles. And you mentioned Nissan Murano. This is a vehicle that we have never talked about very much here on the broadcast, but it's really the world's first Land Rover at the New York Auto Show, and also over at a European auto show, showed a concept variant of the same thing. And this is a convertible SUV, but Nissan's got one in production. It's as you said, it's the Murano, and it's a two-door variant of the Murano. It's still available in all-wheel drive, and it's an SUV, and it's a convertible. So talk about having your cake and eating it too, Matt.
It is the best of all worlds, yes. So it's got a fair amount of trunk space. It's got a true back seat, so it's a true four-person driver, and the convertible system is very unique. It actually has two windows included in it, and this goes back to our comments or discussion earlier about safety. There was a second window or glass opening that had to be integrated into the roof system to allow for the pop-up rollover bars to engage. So they're designed to blow through that glass window in the case that you do roll over the vehicle. So it's a very well-engineered vehicle. I've had a chance to drive one. It drives as well as the regular SUV version of the Murano, and gives the customers that opportunity to have the open-air experience.
And the fact that Land Rover, with their very stylish Evoque, came out with a concept convertible of that vehicle tells me that I would not be surprised to see that vehicle going into production, so that will be very cool as well. Let's talk about something that's disappeared a little bit from the marketplace. There have been a couple of concept vehicles. Mercedes did a vehicle shown at the Detroit Auto Show a couple of years back, and that's a four-door convertible. Rumors, you know, keep circulating around from time to time that we're eventually going to see the return of a four-door convertible. You think it's going to happen, Matt?
I can't speak to the confidential information of the OEMs, but I won't deny the rumors, and it's quite possible that something like the S-Class, the Newport Beach versions, as I believe it was referred to at the Detroit show a few years ago, could come to life.
And the other one that's rumored is also potentially a Cadillac looking for a flagship vehicle, but we shall see lots of the cool things. And that must be a great aspect of your job, Matt, with the opportunity to get a look at vehicles sometimes a couple of years before they actually hit the road.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm thrilled every time I get the chance to go into the design studios in Detroit or in Munich or in Wolfsburg or wherever else and see what their thoughts are and ideas are for future vehicles. And I can tell you that some of them are really great ideas that come through in the series production model perfectly. Other ideas, unfortunately, don't make it to the end result for the consumer. But overall, it's still a thrilling experience for me.
I know you mentioned having a family, and I have my daughter. And you know, when we had to buy a family car, we had two vehicles. We have the press cars, which we're very lucky. I have an old Corvette, and our family vehicle before that was a coupe version of the Audi TT, so that wasn't working out. So I was trying to sell my wife a Mustang convertible. I said we could put the top down every time we have to put Lucy in the back seat, but I couldn't sell it.
Yeah, I tried the Audi TT Roadster with my wife, and it didn't work out for me either, so we're just going to have to keep plugging at it.
Absolutely. Well, there's no doubt, I'm sure you're constantly working on new materials and new technology. And, you know, as vehicles have to get lighter, too, with these upcoming, unfortunate, as far as I'm concerned, ever-increasing fuel economy standards. I mean, it's one thing to increase fuel economy, but I think the government has gone a little bit too far with some of their mandates for 2015 and 2025 and beyond. But I'm sure automakers are going to be coming to you looking for convertibles that will be lighter so that they'll still be just as good, just as safe, but they're going to have to make vehicles lighter to meet these fuel economy standards.
Yeah, we're starting to see that now more and more. There's some pretty aggressive targets out there, some people talking of 20 to 30% weight reduction in the fabrics that are used in other parts of the systems for the convertibles. And ultimately, we're going to have to engineer a solution to that, as you said, doesn't decrease the value of the overall experience, most notably in the area of acoustics. So keeping the cars just as quiet on the inside of the cabin with the top closed, but having to do that with a lighter weight fabric.
Our telephone number is 855-660-4261. We're looking for someone to come up with the answer to the best-selling convertible of all time here in the U.S. and actually around the world. I'll give you a hint. It was it debuted in the year 1990, I believe. Around that time, 1990, it debuted. What was that convertible? It is still sold today. The best-selling convertible of all time, the best-selling roadster, not only in the U.S., but in the world, 855-660-4261. Bob at Bob Long Radio is the other way to get a hold of us. And whoever comes up with the answer will give you a free prize package from the folks at Wash Drops. Matt, let's talk a little bit more about care of the soft-top material. Sometimes I've heard that if you park under certain trees, here in New England there's a lot of pine trees, there can be some droppings from the trees that can get on soft tops or even regular cars. It can be a real pain. What do you recommend for cleaning that type of stuff off a convertible top?
Well, the ragtop cleaner is very good at those types of contaminants on the surface of the material, especially if you leave it sitting in place on the roof for 10 to 20 minutes is what we typically recommend, and then using a soft bristle brush to lift it up and out of the fabric. If you don't have any luck there, we do recommend also as well using a bleach solution, 4 ounces of bleach with 2 ounces of ragtop cleaner in a gallon of water. That typically, sometimes that'll have on those more aggressive stains, a little better chance of lifting it up and out of there. However, we can't recommend anybody using any hydrocarbon solvents or any other types of thinners, paint thinners, et cetera, to clean the roof. That could really have a damaging effect upon the fabric.
Good advice. 855-660-4261. We'll just keep this out here for less than a minute or so, and we're going to give you the answer. Or we may, I got to check my email really quickly. We may have one that has floated in. The best-selling roadster of all time. All right, looks like we do have a winner, and the winner is in Las Vegas, Nevada, and his name is James E. I won't say your last name, James E. in Nevada. It's the Mazda Miata. You are correct. Thank you so much, and thank you, Matt Williams from Hartz, for telling us all about convertible tops, and we look forward to having you back with us soon.
Hi, Ted Anderson announcing a great way to listen to radio on the telephone. By calling 760-569-7700, you'll be hearing GCNLive.com programs in seconds. Come to GCNLive.com, find your favorite host's dedicated phone number, and hear them 24-7. You heard me right, every show has a dedicated phone number. Stop by GCNLive.com and bookmark their number today. And again, that's 760-569-7700. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.